Hi guys, and welcome back to another Kiru video. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you all about the new Kiru PowerShot. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be telling you all about the new Kiru PowerShot. If you haven't heard of Kiru before, they make interactive and non-interactive sex toys for men and women. For the men, this includes strokers and automatic hands-free strokers. And for the women, they make rabbit-style toys and egg vibrators. And if you haven't seen the Kiru PowerShot yet, it's a dual-vibrating pocket-sized stroker. This means that there are two vibrators either side of the sleeve, and they vibrate the penis whilst you're using the stroker. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to be showing you everything you need to know about the PowerShot. I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm going to show you what you get when you buy the PowerShot and how to use it. Then I'm going to show you how to connect it to the Field Connect app and how to use it within the app. If that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about the toy, and I'm going to give you a review at the end. So there is absolutely loads coming up. I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, we're going to start off by unboxing like we do in all my videos. As you can see, there are no mention of Kiru on the outside of the box. There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of Kiru. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. First thing you'll see on the left hand side is some paperwork. This is for me. At the top of the box, you'll notice we have our PowerShot. We also have a bottle of the refreshing powder from Kiru. And finally, we've got a spare charging cable. I'm guessing there is one in the box, but I'll take a spare one just in case. The refreshing powder is for after you've cleaned your sleeve. It takes away any moisture that may be left behind once you've finished drying. It also stops your sleeves from being sticky after they're dry. I will make a follow-up video on the refreshing powder to show you how it works. So make sure to hit that subscribe button for that video. So let's take the PowerShot out of the packaging and take a closer look. On the front of the box, you'll see a picture of the PowerShot. On the left-hand side of the box, it tells you it has dual motors for intense sensations. It also says that it's made of high-quality, body-safe materials. On the back of the box, it tells you what the PowerShot does. I'll cover this throughout the video. Finally, on the right-hand side of the box, it tells you which other Kiru attachments it's compatible with. Again, don't worry, I will also be covering that later on. Okay, so that's enough about the outside of the box. Let's open it up and show you what's inside and how the PowerShot works. When I do finally get the wrapping off and into the box, the first thing you'll see is this smaller box. And as it has a charging cable symbol on the side, I'm guessing that's what's in it. So I'm going to quickly open it up and double check. And as we can quite quickly see, that it is a charging cable. The next thing in our box is our quick start user guide. This tells you all the very basics on how to use the PowerShot. Finally, at the bottom of our box is our Kiru PowerShot in its travel case. I really do like Kiru have gone that extra mile and made it so we can protect our toy whilst it's not in use. So let's open up the travel case and show you what the PowerShot has got to offer. As soon as you open it up, you'll see the crystal clear stroker inside. If we take it out of the case, you'll also see the black band that runs around the outside. This is where the vibrators are located, and you can actually see those in the left and right hand side of the stroker. And this gives me a good chance to show you the crystal clear sleeve inside. As you can see, the PowerShot is open-ended. This means it doesn't matter how long your willy is, you can use this toy. The hole on the back here, I'm guessing, is to make it tighter inside, so you'll be able to squeeze the PowerShot and it will become tighter inside the sleeve. On the front of the toy is our power button. To turn the PowerShot on, all you need to do is hold the power button down. You'll notice the blue light has started to flash on the front. This automatically puts your PowerShot into connectivity mode. You'll need to put it into this mode when you connect it to the app. I'll show you how to do that later in the video. To turn the PowerShot off, all you need to do is hold down the power button again. The light will stop flashing and you'll now be able to store your PowerShot back in its travel case. So what I'm going to do next is give you a closer look at the PowerShot sleeve. I'll also be showing you how you'll be able to use it in the future with other Kiru attachments. Although I don't have this attachment at the moment, I can show you how it will work. So let's take the PowerShot out of the case and let's take the sleeve out of the PowerShot. It's super simple. All you need to do is squeeze it and pull the sleeve out. I want to take this opportunity again to show you just how clear the sleeve is. What I'll quickly do now is show you the texture inside the PowerShot sleeve. So I'm going to quickly turn that sleeve inside out. It is a little tricky to see because the sleeve is so clear, but there is lots of lumps and bumps that run along the inside of the sleeve. And if we look at the sleeve from the other end, you'll see that there's lots of ridges that run along the inside at the top. The next thing I'm going to do is quickly show you how to charge your Kiru PowerShot. The PowerShot has a magnetic charging port. Line up the cable with the port and the magnets will pull it into place. To put the sleeve back in the PowerShot after you've cleaned it, all you need to do is line up the grooves on the outside with the vibrators. Then just pull and wiggle it into place. The next thing I'm going to show you how to do is turn on and use the Kiru PowerShot. Located just above the charging port is our power button. Push and hold this down and it will turn the toy on. You'll notice that the blue light is flashing and this is the toy in connectivity mode. Your toy will need to be in this mode when you connect it to your phone or another device. To start your PowerShot vibrating in standalone mode, all you need to do is push the power button again. You'll notice that the light flashes and changes colour. Your PowerShot will also start vibrating to one of the preset vibration patterns. To start cycling through the other vibration patterns, all you need to do is push the power button again. Each time you push it, the light will change colour and the pattern will change on your PowerShot. There are 6 inbuilt patterns that you can cycle through. After the last pattern, the next time you push the power button, it will take you back into connectivity mode. You can pause the vibrations at any time by double pushing the power button. To start the vibrations again, double push the power button. Finally, to turn off your PowerShot, all you need to do is hold down the power button. So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the Kiru PowerShot and how to use it. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the FieldConnect app and how to control it from the app. Okay guys, to connect your PowerShot to the FieldConnect app, the first thing you need to do is make sure it's switched on. You're also going to have to make sure that your Bluetooth is switched on and you've downloaded the FieldConnect app. As you can see, I've already done this, so I'm going to open the app. In the top middle of the screen is a plus button which says connect new device. We're going to need to click this first. Your phone will then start searching for any devices switched on. Ours has found the PowerShot, so we're going to click on the connect button. Both devices will then pair to each other. This can take a couple of seconds to do, but once it has been connected, it will display a message on screen. It will say that it's been successful and you'll be able to click on the test connection button, which will make your PowerShot vibrate. Mine vibrated, so I'm going to click on the continue button at the bottom of the page. You'll be then given some basic information about what the PowerShot does and what you can do with it whilst it's connected to the app. We can skip through these to the last option, which gives us the ability to add an extra pattern to our PowerShot. We can select any one of the following patterns and we can adjust the intensity levels. So we're going to click on the cycle pattern and we're going to test the connection and its vibration level by clicking on the test button at the bottom of the page. Your PowerShot will vibrate and you'll be able to do this with all of the PowerShot patterns. Once you've found the pattern you like, you can increase the intensity level by sliding the toggle left and right on the page. This will increase the bottom end and the top end vibration intensity levels. Click on the save button at the bottom of the page and name your pattern. Once you've named it, click on the save button again. You'll be then given the option to test your pattern again, and if everything's okay, you can click on the save to toy button. This will upload the pattern to your toy and you'll be able to now access it within standalone mode. You can then add and create a new one, or you can click on the close button in the top right hand side of the screen. If it's the first time your toy's been connected to the app, it will then give you an option to update the firmware. This gives Kiru the ability to fix any bugs that the toy may have. I'm not going to do this right now, so I'm going to click on the Remind Me Later button. If you was to click the Update Now button, the app would send the toy the relevant information. It would then need a quick restart. You'll then be taken to the FieldConnect homepage. To control the PowerShot, we're going to click on the Control button in the menu in the bottom of the page. You'll then be given 6 options for how to control your PowerShot. The first one we're going to look at is Touch Control. On this control screen, you have 2 balls towards the bottom of the page. Slide these balls up and down the page and each vibrator will react in turn. One ball controls the right hand vibrator, the other one controls the left. We're now going to go back to the main menu by clicking the arrow in the top left hand side of our screen. We're now going to click on the Customs button. This is where you'll find patterns that you've previously created. You'll be able to push on the play button and you'll be able to use them with your PowerShot. Back to the main menu this time and we're going to click on Sound Control. Here you'll be able to open the microphone to be able to control your Kiru PowerShot. All you need to do is click on the On button. Any noises or music will make your toy vibrate. The up and down buttons either side of the on and off button control the intensity level. Back to the main menu, and this time we're going to click on device to device, and this is where you'll be able to use things like the Kiru control to control your power shot. To see how to do that, check out my Kiru control video in my playlist. Main menu time again, and we're going to click on share control. Here you'll be able to generate a control link that people can use to control your power shot. Finally, at the bottom of the list is stamina training. This is a future feature that is planned to be released in mid-September. The idea behind this is that you're going to be able to build endurance, delay climax, and improve your sexual performance. The way this is going to work is you're going to be given guided plans on how to improve your performance. The app will measure your progression and how long it takes you to climax. You'll then follow the plan to increase your stamina. You'll then be able to track your performance and your improvements on a progress graph. You'll also be given nutrition guides on how to improve your diet, which will help you improve your stamina and your recovery time. The most I've been able to do is bring up this control window and start controlling my Kiru power shot. The plus and minus button either side increases or decreases the intensity of the vibrations. You can also choose which vibration pattern you want to use. There's also a timer to check how long you're lasting for. As soon as this feature is available to me, I will make a follow-up video. To see the rest of the features that the Feel Connect app has to offer, make sure to check out my playlist for the Feel Connect app video. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button for future content. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself a Kiru Power Shot, please do use the link in my profile, which takes you to my website. Here you'll find a direct link to the Kiru website. So there you have it, guys. That's how you connect the PowerShot to the Feel Connect app and how to control it within the app. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy. The Kiru PowerShot takes up to 2.5 hours to fully charge, and it's got a continuous use battery life of up to 3.5 hours. When it comes to how quiet the PowerShot is, it measures 40 decibels, which is the equivalent of light rain or your refrigerator humming. You have 5 inbuilt patterns, and you can create one on the app and save it on the toy. You can also connect it to the app, and you've almost got unlimited patterns. And it has a waterproof rating of IPX7. Okay, so I think that's all the boring information out of the way. Let's get into some of the features. As I've already said, you will have access to the stamina training once the toy has been released. As I've already said, the stamina training will offer endurance tests. It'll also give you tips on edging and nutrition guides for better performance. You'll also be able to track all this information on graphs within the app. One of the other cool features that's going to be released around the same time as the stamina training is a new tube. This will be sold separately, but what it will do is make your Feelstar strokers vibrate. Now, I have tried using the Kiru Power Shot with a regular tube, and it doesn't work. There are no vibrations passed from the tube to the sleeve. Now, this tube will be sold separately, but what it will have is 2 grooves that run along either side of the tube. This will allow you to slide your Power Shot onto the tube, and it will make it vibrate. And with that new tube, it will also make it compatible with the Kiru Kian. That will mean your Feelstar stroker will now vibrate, suck, and frost. And if you buy the table mount, it will also make it hands-free. Okay, so I think that's all the boring information out the way. The only thing left to do is go and test the Power Shot and give you a review at the end. Okay guys, so I've used the Power Shot and it's review time. The first thing I'd say is that it's extremely easy to use. It's quiet and it's lightweight. I really do like the crystal clear finish on the toy, but it does pick up a lot of dust and fluff. So you're going to have to try and store it somewhere where it's not going to pick up lots of dust and fluff. Now, one of the ways you can stop it from picking up that dust and fluff is by using the refreshing powder. The only problem is once you use it, it does lose that glass finish. It adds like a matte finish, but you can use this on all your other sleeves and strokers. Don't worry, I will be making a follow-up video for the refreshing powder, and I'll be showing you how to use it. And I definitely need the stamina training within the app. I used it for about 10 minutes, and I put plenty of lube on it because it does need it. It is quite sticky to the touch, as I said earlier. And by squeezing it, you do push the vibrators closer into your willy, which makes it feel even better. I didn't make it through all the patterns. I put it on the second strongest, and I just went for it. I did blow my load, and one other maybe downside is that it literally went everywhere. Because the sleeve is open-ended, there's nowhere else for the cum to go, and as you're stroking and you blow your load, it just shot everywhere in the room. So not a bad thing, but you may have a something about Mary moment, you know, when it's stuck to his ear. It's definitely worth keeping some tissue at hand just for when you blow. unless you like it going everywhere. And if that's the case, crack on. Overall, really impressed with the quality. The actual sleeve feels really nice. I said there was lots of lumps and bumps, and there is inside, but there's also like some little ridges that run along the outside of the opening. Again, as the toy's open-ended, it doesn't matter how big your willy is, it will fit inside. And because you can squeeze it, you can make the actual vibrators further apart so you can get your willy right inside if you're thicker. My sleeve's actually still quite wet, so I'm going to go and dry this now. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Kiru Power Shot, then there is a link in my profile. This will take you to my website where you'll find a direct link to Kiru. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Kiru's profit should you buy something. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and follow button. That's it for this video, guys. Until next time, peace out.